Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, May 5th, 2024, the sixth Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another edition of the warm-up. And this gospel, which is not very long, has a lot in it. And it really highlights for us, I think, the gift of Easter, the gift of our faith, the call to discipleship. There's a lot packed in this gospel. So let's go. What stands out for me? At the very end, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go bear fruit, fruit that will last." So we're called to mission. The Lord, through baptism, has chosen each one of us to bring his love and his light in this world. So we're sent on mission, and we have to figure out how best to be missionaries to address the needs, the concerns, the gaps, those things that are lacking in our society today, and to bring Jesus into that world, into that culture, into that society, so that fruit, what's the fruit? Kindness, forgiveness, love, sacrifice, service, and consolidating this pathway to the gift of heaven. That's the fruit. And so how does this happen? Well, Jesus does not kind of lord over this commissioning. You know, "You are my friends." You know, Jesus doesn't call them servants. You know, "I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father." Not just known, he has shared his power and his authority through the gift of giving us the Holy Spirit. You know, so baptism, confirmation, Jesus shares his authority of love, of sacrifice, of ministry, and of service with us. So that's very, very different. He gives his authority to serve and to continue this mission given to him by the Father in heaven with us. And so Jesus works through us so that he abides in us. You know, his love, his presence abides in us. That, you know, we heard last weekend, the vine and the branches, right? Jesus, the vine, we are the branches. We can only grow and bear fruit if the vine abides in us. And so this is this gracious gift. We are friends. That power, that grace is shared. And what is that grace? What is that power? It's love. You know, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." So love has to be at the heart of everything that we do. If we're going to be missionaries, we're missionaries of love. And how do we describe this love? You know, in two ways in particular in this gospel. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." Right? To love is to follow Jesus. Not only his commandments, his way of life, his example that he has given to us. You know? "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." You know, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So Jesus, you know, has shown us the way. Love as I have loved. So Jesus forgave. Jesus laid down his life on the cross for us. Jesus saw everyone as a gift, as a grace, as a unique image of the Creator. Jesus graced everyone. You know, he went out to those who were on the fringes. He connected and healed those who were condemned, those who were lost, those who society ignored. Well, this is the commandment. Jesus said, love as I have loved. And what's the greatest way to love? To lay down one's life, to sacrifice. And that happens in a lot of different ways in our personal lives, but also in what we do as a family of parishes. You know, what programs, what priorities do we have? I know that, you know, we're coming up to making some adjustments in our weekday mass schedule, which we're reducing a few of the masses to give us more time and more ability to connect with, in particular, our Catholic schools, to build that relationship of love, to follow the commandment of Jesus, to reach out, to bring his love, his grace, and his light to those who are in need. And we want to have others abide in Jesus's love. And so it's a sacrifice. It's a change. It's a one of the ways in which we lay down our life for our friends, for those who are not connected, for those who are needed. And we're doing that in different ways, whether, you know, in our family of parishes, in particular here in Chatham, you know, questions of what do we need to sacrifice so that the gospel can flourish, so that we can bear fruit. And that's a sign of love. Love, you know, I think, you know, Mother Teresa said, you know, love doesn't count until it hurts. To love someone, to love the Lord involves a sacrifice, which means a giving up of something that we want. Maybe sometimes it's even something that we need for the greater good. You know, for those who are suffering more, for those who are in need, for the gospel to continue to flourish. And that's very, very hard for us. But there's also reward. There's also opportunity when we sacrifice. There's also that fruit of goodness that happens. Jesus laid down his life so that we can have eternal life. You know, when we serve others, when we proclaim the good news, when we help those in need, it is an act of love for the person receiving that grace or receiving the results of our action or contribution or support. But we're also fed. And the heart and the mission of our parish communities is to not only bring that love to those in need, but to foster and form people to be able to embrace that sacrifice, to be able to embrace that call. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And so often we get caught up in saying, Lord, I need you to do this for me. I'm choosing you to help me out. But it's really the other way around. And that's how we're called to live our lives. And we do this, the great gift of our family of parishes, the great gift of our communities, that we don't do it alone. We do this together to help be a shining light in a world that needs God's grace, needs God's love. And this Easter season reignites that opportunity. And so we just produced a document, our action plan, which is really a document that Pastoral Council Finance and Pastoral Team worked on as a response to the feedback we received last year of saying, here are our priorities, here are the concerns, here are the things that we need to work together on. And so we've produced kind of this action plan that will be a living document that really tries to keep us on course and tries to make practical what we've prayed about, what we've talked about, and what we see in discernment and in dialogue and in prayer to the Lord, where we need to move forward. What are the priorities that we can bring God's love? So as we approach this weekend, this gospel is very powerful. Jesus has loved us. He's laid down his life for us. May we too, as he chooses us to follow him, proclaim his love, his light, and his peace, and we do that together, bearing fruit for the good news of the gospel. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.